Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Shemot. And the woman conceived and bore a son, and she saw that he was a goodly child. She hid him 3 months. Exodus chapter 2, verse 2. The children of Israel were enslaved at the bottom of the pyramid, the social structure, and strangers in a land that is not their own. Genesis chapter 15, verse 13. The words of Joseph, "Bikot Bikoti, God will surely remember you," drifted across the generations in the hearts of young and old. The promise of a Redeemer who would free the captives and bring them to a land of milk and honey. And he, the Redeemer himself, is born a slave, likened to his brethren, so that from this lowly stirrup he may serve as interlocutor between God and man. As mentioned later in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 5, and also Psalm 106, verse 23. The Redeemer enters the world in a time of darkness, when the ruler seeks to prevent his birth. For Pharaoh had been told by his prognosticators that a Redeemer would be born to the children of Israel. So Pharaoh makes a drastic attempt to prevent the Redeemer from fulfilling his role by making a decree against all male infant children. Yet the infant Moses, through divine guidance, is spared from this decree in a remarkable way. And when she could no longer hide him, she took for him an ark made of reeds and smeared it with tar and pitch and put the child inside the ark. She placed the ark in the river near the bank with a clump of reeds. Exodus chapter 2, verse 3. Pharaoh's daughter, who traditionally is named Batya, found the babe, had compassion towards the Hebrew child, and raised him as her own son in the palace. Moses grew up cognizant of his Hebrew heritage because he was nursed by his natural birth mother. Moreover, this awareness remained with him in terms of having a clear sense of his own identity as a Hebrew. This is what permitted him to have compassion toward his brethren and seek to assist them. He went out amongst his brethren one day in his adult years. He sympathized with their persecution. He had to flee Egypt because he attempted to prevent a rebellion of the Hebrew slaves against Pharaoh. And in Midian, where he fled to, he married and tended to sheep for his father-in-law, Jethro, until one day he saw something very surprising, a vision. He encountered a flaming bush, yet the bush was not consumed, and an angel appeared to him in the bush, and Hashem spoke to him. Moshe received his mission from God to serve as the Redeemer of his people, the children of Israel. Yet Moshe, the humblest man alive at the time, is mentioned later in Torah, at first hesitated to take the mission. Yet the Lord assured him that his older brother Aaron would help him along the way with the mission. And so he set out riding on a donkey to Egypt, where his brethren were still enslaved. And Aaron spoke all the words which Hashem had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people, and the people believed. And when they had heard that the Lord had remembered the children of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Exodus chapter 4, verses 30 through 31. Shabbat Shalom.